This is Ted Kennedy. The Bush administration is beginning to see the light on cutting defense spending for gold-plated weapons like the B-2 bomber. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, the Pentagon may finally be giving up the ghost on the B-2 stealth bomber. That's the controversial nuclear war fighting bomber that was the dream plane of right-wing Cold Warriors in the Reagan years. Now that the Cold War is over, it's a bomber without a purpose. At $850 million a plane, it's become a gold-plated nightmare in the budget. According to recent reports, the Pentagon is likely to drop its plans to produce a full fleet of 75 B-2s. Instead, it will settle for completing the 15 bombers now on the assembly line and halt production of any more. If the Pentagon is willing to cancel a turkey that's been gobbling up billions of defense dollars, Al, you should be too, or you're an even bigger turkey.
Ted, if I'm a turkey, then you're a vulture. Especially since all you've ever done as a member of the Senate Armed Services Committee is circle around defense programs you've helped to kill and then swoop down and pick at the bleached bones. As for the B-2 bomber program, maybe you'd like to say so long, but you're dead wrong to say that the Secretary of Defense wants to join you. In response to erroneous leaked reports, the Air Force says it remains steadfast and fully committed behind the B-2 bomber fleet. When Saddam Hussein goes nuclear, you'll be glad that baby is airborne. The only confusion the Pentagon has ever shown has come from Congress waffling to specify how this year's funding should be spent. The project got short-sheeted again this year, but the House and Senate committees are still dithering over how the funds should be spent. Sounds like more mixed signals and partisan double talk from you Democrats again. And Lord, the new year has just begun. Woe is me. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on the need to have a living will to spell out personal wishes in case one ever becomes the victim of a coma. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.